In today's Mishnah, we're in the 15-6 Mishnah from the 9th Perek Masechta Bechor. The Mishnah begins, Shloshah Granot Lamaser Behema. This is an interesting Mishnah. The term Goren is a term that's borrowed from the world of Trumot HaMaaser, if you recall, that once we reach Miruach HaKeri, once we reach the point where the produce has reached the threshing floor, it's been banged out and it's been smoothed over, then one is no longer allowed to enjoy, say, a snack from that produce. It becomes considered Tevel. So what the Chachamim instituted, they instituted three times in the year with any animals that were born. When that reached that time, it would act as, if you like a goren. It would affect a change in those animals that were born. What is that change? Meaning that after that point, you cannot consume and you cannot sell any of those animals that were born until you've actually designated the Maaser Behema. I'll explain why in a moment. So let's find out what those times are. The first is Peros HaPesach, that's 15 days before Pesach. Next is Pros Atzeret, 15 days before Shavuot. And the last final one is Pros HeChag, 15 days before Sukkot. That is opinion Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So we see the Chachamim picked these dates that were close to the Shloshat HaRegalim. Now, why is that? That is because people generally would not want to, even though one could, say, sell or benefit from these animals that were born prior to doing separating Maaser Behema, they would refrain from doing so, meaning they prefer to do a mitzvah of Maaser Behema because it's a mitzvah they don't really lose out anything from. The fact that they've designated this animal as being Maaser Behema, they don't lose anything because at the end of the day, yes, it's brought as a korban, but the only thing that's put on them is be'ach, the sacrificial parts, so the fats and the blood itself. The rest of the animal is enjoyed by the owner in any case, so they have nothing to lose. So they would refrain from, say, selling or enjoying from these animals until the hafrasha. The concern would be that as we reach the time of the Yomim Tovim, people may not have done this hafrasha yet, and then they'd say, look, I've got no animals to sell because I'm sorry, I haven't done my designated Maaser Behema. So therefore, the Chachamim instituted these times prior to these chagim to say, now, these are the times where effectively this is the goren, and then it would be a time where people then do this hafrasha, they'd separate this Maaser Behema, thereby enabling the rest of their flock to be sold and made available to all these people that need it for the ontiv, for Aliyah Leregel, to bring their various korbanot. Everyone in the Mishnah agrees with this principle. What you will see in other opinions is simply debates regarding the actual date of these granot. So the Mishnah says that Benazai says Be'isrim v'tisha ba'adar. There is actually the first one is the 29th of Adar, which is also 15 days before Pesach. But the difference is, according to Ben Azai, Adar was always a 29-day month. So that's why the 29th of Adar falls out 15 days before Nisan. When you get to the position of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva actually disagrees. He says, no, sometimes Adar was a 29-day month, and sometimes it was a 30-day month. That's why Pros Pesach is his marker, because giving a specific date, it can vary from year to year. That's what the debate is. The next date that Rabbi Ben Azai says, it says it wasn't 15 days before Shavuot, but rather Echad B'Sivan. As we know, Shavuot is on the 6th of Sivan, so this is much closer to the date than what Rabbi Akiva suggested. Now, why is that? That is because, according to Ben Azai, he understands that in the time between Pesach and Shavuot, not many animals will be born. If we give the owner this time 15 days before, we make that the marker, the time when you want to do hafrasha, then we run the risk that all animals will be out of stock before, in that 15-day period before Shavuot. So he brings the date when we want everyone to do this, the hafrasha Maaser Behema, as close as possible to Shavuot. And the final date, he says, B'Srim V'Tisha B'Av, the 29th of Av. And that is because Rabbi Ben Azai understands that the behemot that were born in Chodesh Elul, as we'll see towards the end of the Mishnah, were actually separated on their own. They're Misra mit Asrim b'fnatzma, meaning when they did Maaser Behema, they'd treat the ones in Elul on their own. We'll explain that towards the end of this Mishnah. Let's continue, however, with a third opinion. Rebbe Lazar v'Rebbe Shimon Amrim, they say, Bechad b'Nisan, they say that it wasn't 15 days before Pesach, but rather the 1st of Nisan, because they hold like Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that we start learning about the halachas of Pesach 2 weeks before Pesach, and therefore also Maaser Behema also correlates with that date. The next time, the second Goren was Bechad B'Sivan, like the Bishon Ben Azai, and the third Goren was Esrim V'Tisha Be'Elul, which is the 29th of Elul, which again correlates with the position of Rabbi Akiva, which is 15 days before Sukkot. V'la amru be'esrim v'tisha be'elul. Why did they say 29th of Elul? V'la amru b'chad b'tishrei, not one on the 1st of Tishrei. Mipnei shu yom tov. The simple understanding here is that because the 1st of Tishrei is a yom tov itself, and you cannot do hafrasha on yom tov itself. Now, why can't you do this hafrasha? That is because what they would do is they would actually mark the animal, the tenth animal, as we'll learn in, tomorrow's Mishnah. There's also another reason, is because they wanted to differentiate between the two different years, because again, there's a debate in terms of when is a Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah. We've been explaining it till now, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that it's the first of Elul. However, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they understand it's the first of Tishrei. So here, the position of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they say, since it's the first of Tishrei, well then, so we know which animals belong to which year, it's best we mark it on the 29th of Elul. Let's continue the Mishnah. So Rabbi Meir says, "Be'echad be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'Ma'ase Behema." On the 29th of Elul, that was a Rosh Hashanah Ma'ase Behema. That's the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir, like we said previously. Ben Azai, however, said, "Ha'elul mit'asrim bifnei atzman." Ben Azai explains that actually those who were born in Elul, that we did Ma'ase Behema for them on their own. Now, why is that? We've mentioned the position of Rabbi Ben Azai already in the beginning of the Mishnah, but now we get to understand it. That is because Ben Azai has a problem. He sees the position of Rabbi Meir that says it's on the first of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah, and he also sees Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they maintain that it's the first of Tishrei. And he didn't know which way the halacha went. Therefore, since there's a suffix in his mind, and we know that you cannot include animals from two different years together for Ma'aseh Behemah, and separate from one to satisfy the requirement of the other, therefore he says, look, because of this doubt, we have to treat all those that were born in Elul on their own, separately, and do hafrasha for them on their own. Let's now learn Mishnah Vav. It says, Kol ha-noldim ma'achad b'tishrei ad 29 ba'elul harei elu mitzdarfim. So the Mishnah here begins according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that the animals were born from Tishrei all the way to the 29th of Elul. That's the year of Ma'aseh Behemah, and you include them together when you separate Ma'aseh Behemah. However, Chemisha lifnei Rosh Hashanah v'chemisha lachar Rosh Hashanah, if in your flock you only had five that were born prior to Rosh Hashanah and five that were born after, ein mitzdarfim, they would not combine to obligate this flock to separate now from the 10 Ma'aseh Behemah. Why? Because as we said, the Chadash and Yashan, those from two different years, cannot combine together. What about Chemisha lifnei hagoren v'chemisha lachar hagoren? Having mentioned the granot, let's say the one close to Pesach, what if five were born before and five were born after that? So Mishnah says, you know, Harei Elul Mitzdarfim, they would combine because they're in the same year. So Mishnah says, Imken, if that's the case, Lama Ne'amar, why does it say Shalosh Granot Lama'aseh Behemah? Why do we have these granot? And that's Sha'ad Shelo Higia Hagoren Mutalim Kov Lishchot. And the Mishnah now spells out what we already explained previously, that prior to the Goren, this designated time, you'd be able to sell and you'd be able to slaughter these animals. So Gio Goren, once this designated time arrived, then all these animals that were born prior to the Goren, lo yishchot, you wouldn't be able to slaughter them, but the im shachat. However, if you did, you'd be exempt from any punishment. I mean, the animal would still be able to be consumed. And again, the reason for this, just to repeat, simply to regulate the sale of and really control the market of new animals that were born, so that we had sufficient animals prior to the Shlosha Regalim to be purchased and used for and brought as korbanot and for the chag. Those are Mishnah today.